into our new home. I'm very excited. Maybe we'll talk and move in. So we spoke about Hilchas Mezuzah for a couple of weeks, and then we were talking about Hilchas Tevilas Kelim. We spoke about that for 2 weeks. I want to finish our discussion of Tevilas Kelim today. So there was an issue that some of you brought up a number of weeks ago about drinking from a Snapple bottle. A Snapple bottle, a soda can. So does one have to empty out the contents of the Snapple bottle or the soda can before you can even drink? Right? The halacha is you're not allowed to use a kli that requires tevila. You can't use that kli even once before the tevila. So maybe when you buy the soda can, you have to have another cup, empty out the soda, be tova the, you know, you have to have a kalim mikvah in the pizza store. Seems very very difficult. So many of the achronim, many of the poskim point out that you don't have to do that. That's certainly for a soda can there's room to be made, because it's a disposable kli. It's very rare that you're going to use it again. So I think for a soda can, everyone would agree that you don't have to be told with a soda can before you actually drink from it. What's the din of a Snapple bottle, though? A Snapple bottle might be disposable in the sense that people throw it out, but you really could use the Snapple bottle. Very often a person will use the Snapple bottle once, and then he'll refill the Snapple bottle and use it for his water or whatever. So the Snapple bottle is not a disposable one-time kli, so you have to be tovel it, you have to empty out the contents of the Snapple bottle and be tovel the kli and then put it back in. It seems like a very onerous procedure. So the Sefer Tevilas Kelim that we've quoted in the past, he quotes that the Maharil Diskin has two reasons why you shouldn't have to empty out the Snapple bottle and be tovel the bottle before using it. He says, first of all, maybe the kli is bottled to the Meichel, it's bottled to the Mashke. It's bottled to the mashke. They need the company that makes the Snapple, so they need something to hold the drink. But they don't care about the kli. The haraya, they tell you, just throw it out. Right? They're not going to save that. They need it. They need the container in order to be able to hold the mashke. The ikar is the mashke. That's the ikar is the mashke. You want to have, you know, the best stuff on earth. whatever the company is. Right? So the kli is bottled to the mashke. The kli is insignificant. So that's why it doesn't require tefillah. It doesn't have a shame kli. When you first buy it, it doesn't have a shame kli. So that's why it doesn't require tefillah. That's one svar that the Maharil Diskin suggests. And then he says, you know what? There's another svar why you shouldn't have to be tefillah. Because you're not really using that kli. It's not a shimush bekum vaaseh. It's not an active usage of the kli. The mashke is inside the kli, and you're going to pour out the mashke. That's not an active use of the kli, he says. It's what we call a shimush b'shevi al tasa. It's like a passive use of the kli. You're not putting something into the kli. Using a kli is putting something into the kli. But if the item is already in the kli, and you're just using the kli to empty the item, so to speak, right? You're using the kli to get the mashka out. You're pouring out of the kli. My real Diskin wants to suggest that's not called using a kli. So if it's not called using a kli, it's only like a passive use of the kli that doesn't require tefillah. The kli doesn't require tefillah. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Well, first of all, what's called a shimush b'kum v'aseh? What's shevi al tasa? What's kum v'aseh when it comes to using a kli? Rabbi Schechter once had a din about this. He felt that maybe drinking from the kli might be a problem. And according to the second svar of the Maharil Diskin, maybe drinking from the kli would be a problem. If you hold to the first svar that the kli is bottled to the ma'ichlas, it's bottled, doesn't have a shame kli, forget about it, there's nothing to talk about. But if the whole heter is that it's not a shimush b'kum v'aseh, maybe drinking from the kli, according to that svar, is called using the kli. You're not just pouring off from the kli, but you're actually drinking from the kli. The Rav Schechter didn't know whether that was permitted. He thought maybe that should be osur, according to that svar. He wasn't sure if using a straw is still called a passive usage, because there you're not actually using the kli, you're still just you're just taking the liquid out of the kli, so maybe that's like pouring off, even though you're using a straw. He wasn't sure, but he thought that maybe drinking from the kli, according to that svara, might be a problem. Of course, according to the first svara, it's not a problem, because the kli doesn't have a shame kli, because it's bottled to the meichel. What's another nafkamina between these two approaches? Can you reuse the kli? After you finish the snapple, after you finish whatever drink is in the kli, can you then refill it with water? So if you take the first svara, that the reason why you don't have to be tovel the kli mitchila is because the kli is bottled to the meichel, so then you should not have to be tovel the kli later. Why? Because after you empty the kli, if you now want to reuse the kli, it's like gomro biyad yisrael. when did it become a kli? It became a kli in Jewish hands, not in non-Jewish hands. So it became a kli in Jewish hands. It doesn't need to be las kelim. But if you hold like the second svar, that the reason why it doesn't require tefillah initially is because it's not a shimush b'kum ha'aseh, it's not really called using the kli. But now if I'm going to put something back into the kli that is called actively using the kli, so then you would have to be tovel the kli before you actually use the kli again. Right? Because then I'm actively using the kli by putting liquid back into the kli. So I'm actively using the kli. And this kli always had a shame kli. It's not that we say it doesn't have a shame kli. It has a shame kli, but it doesn't require tefillah because I'm not actively using the kli. So that's insofar as taking the liquid that's in the kli from the beginning outside of the kli. But to put new liquid in, according to that svar, I shouldn't be able to do that. So it's not clear. It's not clear which is the real svar. So it's probably better not to reuse the Snapple bottle without being tovel it. Without being tovel it, maybe it's better not to reuse the Snapple bottle because it's a shayla. It's not so posh. It's not so posh. Moshe Feinstein, I think, paskens like the first Maril Diskin. Rav Moshe and Tshuva in a couple of places. I think he also says that the kli is bottled to the Meichel. He brings a raya from a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, not for now. So you could say Rav Moshe is a bar hachi to be somechan, so maybe there are those who are somechan on his shita. So they say that you can reuse the kli because then you're making the kli. It's the gomer b'yad Yisrael, so then it should be so then it shouldn't require tevila because the kli actually became a kli in the rishus of Yisrael. Okay, just a couple of halachas in terms of the actual procedure of being tovel the kli. We know that the rule of Tevilas Kelim is learned from the Pasuk in Parashas Matos that Ach v'meinida yischata, Mayim shenida tovelas bohem, we have to be tovel the Kelim in the same Mayim that anida can be toveling. So we know that anida can be tovelas in different waters. She can be tovelas in a mikveh, she can be tovelas in a mayon. What's a mayon? What's a mikveh? Mayon is spring water, right? Spring water is moving water. She could be tovelas in that. She could be tovelas in a mikveh. Mikveh is rainwater that is not moving, that has to be stationary. Right? They're very different. Mayan and mikveh are two different bodies of water. But mikveh has to be rainwater, has to be megeshamim. It can't be mayim she'uvim. You can't just go into a bathtub, right? Bathtub water is mayim she'uvim. It's in a kli. Not just that the bathtub is the kli, but the pipes, metal pipes, right? If it goes through metal pipes, so that's viewed as mayim she'uvim. That's not kosher for tefillas nida. It's kosher, you know, there's a concept called the men's mikveh, for someone who wants to be tovel, some chassidim are tovel every day. So someone is tovel for keri, so even mayim shuvim is enough. Right? But a men's mikveh is not kosher for tefillas kelim. Some people, you know, can make the mistake. They say, well, if I'm going to the men's mikveh, Erev Shabbos, I'll take my kelim with me. No, that's not going to work. You have to be tovel the kelim in a mikveh that anida can be tovelas in, not just the men's mikveh. Men's mikveh is not a regular mikveh. It's a mikveh that has mayim shuvim. So for the tefillah that the men do, that's enough. But for tefillas nida, it's not enough. Tefillas kelim requires the same mikveh that anida would go into. So therefore, it has to be a real mikveh. Be a real mikveh that's rainwater, or even if it's not rainwater, but it has hashoka, there are different boros, and you know the boros touch each other. Right? As we know, that they make mikvahs, it's a little bit more expensive than just having a bathtub. Right? You have to really be tovel the kelim in a real mikvah. Okay, they talk about other bodies of water that you can be tovel the kelim in. Rivers and lakes, it's best to avoid, because it's very complicated. Rivers and lakes, not so posh that even a nida can be tovel, because we don't know where the water is coming from. Is it coming from rainwater? Is it coming from other sources of water? Better not to be tovel in rivers and lakes. Oceans? So oceans, technically speaking, anida can be tovelas in an ocean. It has a din of a mayon, has a din of spring water. The problem is we don't like women to be tovel in oceans because we're afraid. We're afraid of two things. Either they'll get chatzitzis in between their toes with the sand, or sakon. We're simply afraid of sakon. Shasachak, in extenuating circumstances, if a woman doesn't have any other place to be tovel, there are poskim who might be willing to be maker, but it's not so posh. So it's better for anida not to be tovel in an ocean. But those chashashas don't really apply to tefilas kelim. Chatzitza with the sand, you can wear your shoes. You're not being tovel, right? The kli is not going to touch the sand. The kli is in your hand. Sakana, the kli doesn't need, you know, it's not necessary to go into the ocean so deep for the kli. As long as the kli is entirely covered by the water, that's enough. So there's much less of a chashash sakana. So if a person has he doesn't have a mikveh, but he's close to the ocean, the Hamptons or something, he's close to the ocean, So there might be room to be mekel, just to, you know, to go into his backyard and be tovel the kli, right there, right by the ocean. Better to go to the mikveh if you can, you know. But with lechora meikra din, you could be tovel the kelim in the ocean. That's a body of water that a nida can be tovel in as well. The halacha is that you have to be tovel the entire kli, even the handle of the kli. You have to be tovel it completely. Even the handle of the kli. Even if the handle is made out of a substance that doesn't require tefillah. Let's say it's made out of wood, right? Wood or some other substance that doesn't require plastic, that doesn't require tefillah. It doesn't matter. It's viewed as one unit, and therefore you have to be tovel the entire kli. Similarly, another halacha in the tefillah, it has to be done bevas achas. You have to be tovel all the parts of the kli together. You can't be tovel half and half. You tovel this side of the kli, and then you tovel the other side of the kli. When it comes to kasher and kelim, so the poskim say you can kasher piecemeal, because you're trying to get the bliya, you're trying to get the absorption that's inside the kli out, so that you can do piecemeal. But here, it's not getting absorptions out. Here, you have to be tovel the kli inside the water. So the whole kli has to be inside. The whole kli is not inside, then that's not a tevila. So that has to be done together at one time, b'vas achas. What's more, you have to be careful about chatzitzis on the kli, right? The Rishonim point out, since Tfilas Kelim is like Tfilas Nida, just like by a Nida, she can't have any chatzitza, she can't have anything separating between her and the water, so to by Tfilas Kelim. What does that mean that you can't have a chatzitza? So the Gemara in different places says that there's a difference between the Din Darais and the Din Darabonim. In our Torah, the only thing that's a chatzitza is Rubo HaMakbid. Rubo HaMakbid. If the chatzitza, the thing separating, is on most of the area, and the person cares about it, he wants to remove it. That's a chatzitza daraisa. But Chazal are gozer even on a miyut hamakbid. Even if it's not on most of the body. I mean, it's pretty rare that someone's going to have a chatzitza on most of their body. Mud on most of their body, plaster on most of their body, it's very rare. But miyut hamakbid is pretty common, right? You can have something on your body that you're going to remove. Something is there and you don't want to have it there. With the Rabbanan, that is called a chatzitza. But let's say you only have a miyut she'eino makbid. It's a very small part of the body. It's on a very small part of the body, and you don't care about it at all. Miyut she'eino makbid. The ikar adin, that's not chotitz at all, even by a midah. But the Ramon El Chazida says, but the minig is to remove all chatzitzas, because we don't know, is he makbid, is he not makbid? You know, sometimes it's very hard to tell whether a person is makbid on something or not makbid on something. So the minig is to remove all chatzitzas. Even a miyut she'eino makbid, even though me'ikar adin, the chacham manah goes on a miyut she'eino makbid, the halacha is that it's appropriate, l'chatchil, it's appropriate for a nida to remove all chatzitzas from her body. The same thing would apply to tefilas kelim. Since we compare tefilas kelim to tefilas nida, one should remove all chatzitzas from the kli. Even, you know, a little goo. Right? You have a little goo that comes from the label that was on the kli. You take off the label. If you didn't have to be tovel the kli, you'd leave it on there. Who cares? Does it really matter? It'll come off with time. It doesn't really matter to you. Yeah, but the problem is, since it is on the kli, it is a miyut, even if you're not makbid, the minig is that we try to remove all chatzitzas. Just like by nida, we try to remove all chatzitzas. Because it's hard to know. Are you makbid? Not makbid. If you saw it, then maybe you really would be makbid to take it off. So we try to take it off. So they have these different chemicals in the kelim mikvahs, gugon and other things, if you have to... You have to take off the stickers. If you forgot to take off a sticker, you really should be tovel the kli again. Sometimes you'll have that. You're tovel a number of kelim, and then you realize that you forgot to take off the sticker on the kelim. So take it off again. Take it off, and then be tovel the kli again. Yeah.
Should you not make a bracha the second time?
The second time, if you think that you're not gonna, that you weren't marked on the sticker, right. So then you probably shouldn't make a bracha the second time. But maybe you could wait until you have another kli, make a bracha on the other kli, and that'll be yotze this kli too. The poskim do say that there are some labels that people do not take off the kelim. If the label is on the kli and that gives a certain chashivas to the kli, you know, I don't see this too much, but there are sometimes where the label, you know, sometimes on the coats. You know, when I was younger, they didn't have the name of the company on the back of the coat. Normally we have names on the inside. You know, but now it's a new thing that you have the name on the back of the coat or on the front of the coat. It's to see that I'm not going to mention any names over here, but you know, to see that this is such and such company's coat, right? So if you have that on the kli, so you don't want to take off that label because that's a status symbol to have on this kli. So that if you're not intending to take it off, and no one would want to take it off, so then you can be told with the kli with the label on the kli, obviously. Okay. It's a very important din. How is one tovel a kli? How are you supposed to do it? Let's say the kli is a cup, right? So how are you going to be tovel the kli? You put the kli into the water, so then part of the kli is not in the water, it's touching your hand. So what exactly are you supposed to do? Not so posh. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that there are two options. That you can either hold the kli very loosely so that the water can get in, or you can wet your hand. If you wet your hand before, so that's mechaber all of the water, so then it's as if the kli is entirely in the mikveh. Comes the Ramah and makes a mudness statement. The Ramah says, but you have to be careful that you wet your hands only with mei mikveh. Put your hands in the mikveh, wet your hands with the mei mikveh, then you hold on to the kli, and you tovel the kli. So all the achronim on the Ramah say, what's the purpose of using the mayim of the mikveh? Once you take out your hand from the mikveh, if it's mayim pollution, if these are waters that are separated from the mikveh, that's not mei mikveh. So what's the value of putting your hands in the mikveh? So comes the Gaon and he says, there really is no chiluk. You can use water from the mikveh, use water from the tap. Doesn't matter. Against the Ramah, says the Gaon. Two options. You can either hold it with a soft grip, hold the kli with a soft grip, or you can wet your hands with any wood. That's what the Gaon says. But the Matei Yonason, who's one of the Nosekelim on the side of the Ramah, he suggests something different. Maybe what the Ramah has in mind is that you should put your hands into the mikveh and leave them there. Put one hand into the mikveh, and then put the kli into the hand in the mikveh. Maybe the Ramah holds that the only way that the water can be mechuber to the mei mikveh is if taka, the water on your hand is mei mikveh. So put your hand into the mikveh, then put the kli into your hand, and then surrounding the kli is going to be mei mikveh, and it'll be mechuber together. Meikar Adin, you probably can be meikar for the gra. If you want to wet your hand, you can wet your hand from the tap. If you want to be machmir, so then put your hand into the mikveh, and then put the kli into your hand. The other way to do it is to use a basket. The mikveh is off a basket, so put the basket in first. Put the basket in first, and then put the kelim in. Since the basket has big holes in it, it can't hold any water. The water goes in and out of the basket very, very easily. So that water is viewed as though it's mechuber to the mikveh. So you could put your kelim into the basket, but the one thing you should keep in mind is don't put too many kelim there. And you don't put too many kelim, if you take the basket out, so don't put too many kelim in the basket and then put it into the mikveh, because if you do that, if they're very heavy, then the water's not going to get between the kelim, and then you're not going to be viewed as being tovel the kelim inside the mikveh. What's the brach on tvilas kelim? So it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're only being tovel one kli, you say, al tvilas keli. Right, like we had. Parshas Parah. Maim Chaim El Keli. It's not Kli, it's Keli. That's the singular. So you say Al Tfilas Keli, but if you have more than one, then you say Al Tfilas Keli. Interesting, the Achronim talk about why by Tfilas Keli do we have this idea that there's a chiluk in the Nusuch of the Bracha between one as opposed to many. But that's the minig. The minig is to say Al Tfilas Keli if you're being Tovel many, and if you're only Tovel one, then you say Al Tfilas Keli. Why don't you try to make the Bracha before the Tvila? Over Lasi Asan. If you forget to make the bracha and you already were tovel the kli, so we paskin like those Rishonim who say that you don't make the bracha after the mitzvah. That's a machlokas Rishonim. We paskin that you don't make the bracha after the mitzvah. It's best not to be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. You're really not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Between the bracha and the entire mitzvah. That means if you have to be tovel 10 kelim, you should make a bracha and you shouldn't be mafsik. If it's not for the purpose of tefilas kelim, you should not be mafsik until the end of the procedure. What happens if you were mafsik? So the poskim say that as long as you were mafsik after the first kli, don't make another bracha. If you made a bracha and you were mafsik, you talked about something stam, you know, someone, I don't know, a person asks you what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. And you, so you make the bracha, you say, you know, shama, I'm in the middle of the bracha. And after the bracha, you say, it's going to be warm. And then you put the kli in the mikveh. That's a hefsik. So if you put the kli in the mikveh, you can't make a bracha on that kli, but if you have other kelim, you should make a bracha on those kelim, because the bracha was not chal. But if you with Tovel one kli, so then the bracha was chal. As long as the bracha was chal, then there's no need to make another bracha on the other kelim that you need Tovel later.